Welcome back to Sports Nightly. Kyle Crooks back with you as we talk some football and have one of the newest members of Coach Rhule's staff with us, new defensive coordinator Rob Orich joining us in studio. Coach, it's tremendous to have you here. Tremendous to have you in studio. Welcome to Nebraska. How does it feel to be here in Lincoln?
Man, it feels good. Absolutely honored. The tradition that this place holds and how people view Nebraska football in their hearts, it's a privilege to be a part of it.
You know, when you get hired here, there's a lot that you now have to dip your toe into when it comes to personnel. But do you dive into the history of it, the black shirt tradition, some of those other things? I'm sure you're probably just pretty heavy into the current personnel you have now.
Well, I definitely read the tradition page on the website the other day. I want to make sure I'm familiar. But really, my primary task the last 72 hours, 96 hours that I've been here is to get to know our players and to make sure we have a great feel on who they are as people, who's really contributing to the program, and really get a sense of who the guys are before they head to the bowl game.
What are your initial thoughts here of what you have on campus right now?
Well, I think we're long. I think we're athletic. I think if you watch practice the last 3 days, there's a level of physicality that has been on display. I've been really, really impressed with how the guys practice. I think there's plenty of tools here to have a championship-level defense. And you look at their season last year, they did that for a large portion. We got to make sure we're able to finish the race.
Yeah, and conversations with Phil Snow. He's, of course, the current interim DC as he gets the guys ready here for Utah. I know Coach Rhule mentioned that you sat down with Coach Snow for an hour during the interview process.
Sure did.
I think Coach has mentioned him as the office Yoda, just the wisdom of what he brings, on specifically on the defensive side. What have those conversations been like?
Phil is like the knowledgeable grandfather that everybody wishes they had. And I've really enjoyed just listening to Phil, seeing how he approaches football. It's been fun kind of tying together some of the concepts that we'll bring with us. But he's been a tremendous help. The other thing I would say about Phil is incredibly welcoming. No ego. All we care about is how the guys play. And how can we get this defense to play at the level that we're all proud of?
Mm-hmm. Chatting with Rob Orich, new defense coordinator for the Huskers. A lot of the conversation has been around defensively stopping the run, right? Yep. And you did a really good job of that at San Diego State. When you look at the numbers, when you took over as DC from 2 years ago to this past year, massive jumps in a lot of different categories, especially stopping the run. What are the keys? How does this defense get on track from the issues they had to stop the run, how do they get on track there?
Fundamentally, there's a level of style that needs to be played in this conference to be an elite run defense. And we're starting to see those fundamentals show up, especially from our front. I think Coach Rhule, Coach Sampson, Roy Manning, who just got here, have done a tremendous job jumping in and establishing those fundamentals. And then secondly, you can't have any misfits. You can't beat yourself. And when you watch our tape at San Diego State, I think you see that a lot where, hey, we're not going to give up an explosive run because of a miscue or an assignment error. We got to play 11 sound football. And when I watch their tape from last year, I think they're on the same page, 57 reps of the game, but there's one or two a game that may leak out an explosive yardage. And so we got to make sure we don't allow that to happen.
You know, a lot of fans will say that the defensive line, you need a couple 300-pounders in there, big bodies. And some people will say, well, no, technique, being sound in your technique is the most important thing. I think Iowa came in here, they didn't start anybody over 300 pounds, right? And they've done a pretty good job. What's your philosophy in terms of do you need big bodies on the defensive line to be a good run defense, or does it come down to more just technique?
Our job as coaches is to build defense around the pieces we have and what we do well. So we didn't have a ton of tremendous size at San Diego State. So we moved more, stunted more stuff to get them on the move to create penetration. Now, if we have some hosses on the inside, then you let those boys roll and you play behind them or two gap them, whatever it is. So our job is to take an evaluation of the guys we have and then build it for what fits them. And that's something I feel like we've been good at our career doing quickly, of identifying their strengths and then leaning into those instead of asking a player to do something he's not really capable of.
Yeah. Chatting with Rob Orich, defensive coordinator here with the Huskers now. Pass rush, too. That was an issue this year. Leading sack artist was 2.5 on the season. That's got to change. And you had some really good rushers at San Diego State. It's an area for you that is an area of expertise, getting after the quarterback. How does that change? How does this defense find a way to get after the quarterback?
Coach Manning and I spent a lot of time when he came to San Diego State last year on evaluating each of our rushers and what's going to be their fastball. What's going to be their core move? When you watch NFL great defensive pass rushers, they really have a fastball and a counter. And so for us, we have to give kids confidence in what's their primary move, and then what are the counters and the attributes we give to them to follow that. But we got to establish who we're going to be as a rusher primarily, and then build the pieces off of it. So that's the first thing we're doing. We're doing it now. Mm-hmm. If you watched Indy today, those guys are getting deep into evaluating the players and seeing what they do really well.
What could people expect when it comes to one of your defenses, aggressiveness, blitz rate, some of those things, how you want to run a defense? What does that look like?
Yeah, traditionally we've been around a 42% pressure team. Now, last year, because we were so successful with a four-man rush with the guys we had, we only pressured that 26%. And again, I go back to this. Not every year is going to look the same. Some years are going to simulate pressure more than others to generate that rush. But for us, it's always usually above 26% and somewhere under 50%. So we're not going to blitz all the time. We're not going to blitz never. But we have to do a great job of keeping the opponent on their toes and make the quarterback uncomfortable. We have to force the quarterback to play quarterback, eliminate the run game, and then force that guy to beat us.
And for those that don't know, let the fans know just a little bit about your background, right? So you had a year with Andrew Marshall at Idaho, and
sure did.
Andrew's here, and Andrew had a tremendous year. He said a lot of glowing things about you, but what's the Rob Orange journey? Where did you start? How'd you end up here?
Well, funny story. I played at Minnesota Duluth, and I got a great foundation for football there. We won two national championships at the D2 level. I know Big Ten country doesn't care about the D2 titles. It's okay. We're proud of them. But following that, I actually went and worked in the corporate world in Chicago for 3 years, kind of followed my wife down there. And I proposed to her. She said yes. But there was a devil on my shoulder that said, football's calling. Like, that was my passion. And so went to Bemidji State as a GA for a year, became the defensive coordinator shortly after that. And then on to South Dakota on the Western Plains, working underneath Bob Nielsen. And then from there, had a chance to coordinate at Idaho with Jason Eck. And, you know, one thing I look at that opportunity and the opportunity at San Diego State was coming into a program with great tradition, a great foundation, and then finding ways to accelerate their improvement. And so from our stops, whether it's South Dakota, Idaho, San Diego State, that's what we've done. I feel like that's been a really good niche for myself in that role.
When you look at coaching mentors, you mentioned Jason Eck. Yeah. There are other guys that stand out in that category for you that are a huge reason why you're wearing that hat. Yeah. And you're in this position.
The three head coaches I've worked for, Bob Nielsen at South Dakota, Jason Eck at Idaho, and Sean Lewis at San Diego State. Mm-hmm. And they're all offensive guys. They're all offensive guys. And I think that's been a really great relationship because you get to see and talk to and get to know an OC at a high level, how they like to attack your defense. And then you get to bulletproof it. You get to go to work on self-improvement. And all three of those guys have taught me tremendous lessons. I got a lot of love in my heart for all of them. And I don't think I'm sitting here in Lincoln, mm-hmm. you know, without working for those three guys, because they were vital to my development and my improvement.
Interview process. I think a lot of people are fascinated with it. Coach Rule had mentioned that you were at a youth basketball game for his daughters.
Sure,
right?
Was.
And you were chopping it up, talking defense in the chaos of a basketball game. What in the world? Like, what is that like for you? Do you realize like you have to think a little faster on your feet with everything going on? How did that work?
Well, he didn't prep me for this, so we're on a car to Omaha to go watch some youth basketball. And they played well. And so I didn't really know what to expect from the situation. I didn't know if we're going to step away to a conference room. It's kind of playing it by ear. But he started throwing questions at me, like situational questions. And, you know, I didn't really think of it so much as a test. And maybe it was in his eyes. I'm sure it was. But two people who love the game, that have a tremendous respect for how it's being played, and thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with him. And so here we are, so must have thought enough. But that was a non-traditional interview for sure.
But it's very interesting, and the way Coach Rhule coined it, I just wanted to see how he thought on his feet a little bit,
yeah.
Because coaches have to act in chaos most times on the sidelines. It's not the perfect atmosphere or perfect situation to have a clear mind. So for you, I guess a way to cloud your mind a little bit and think through some situations. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
It is. I've been around Coach Rhule for 96 hours now. This is day 4, day 5. And I've seen him handle 4 or 5 situations differently than I've ever seen a head coach handle them previously. He has a great emotional intelligence level. I've been really, really impressed. And he doesn't need my accolades or praise, but just observing this program for the first week, man, I'm excited to jump in. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to jump in. I'm excited to see how our boys play in the bowl game.
So what is your role going to be for the bowl game? We know Phil's sort of taking the defense for now to the bowl game. You're at practice, slowly implementing, I'm sure, what you want to. What does that look like on game day for the bowl game and these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here till the 20th or the 21st, finishing the prep here. And Phil's running the show. I'm in the staff room right now. Really what we're doing is trying to find best problem-solving solutions for Utah. And prior to like game planning, we're really evaluating our roster. Mm-hmm. You know, where do we have to fundamentally get better at? And so I'll be with the group up to the 21st, and then I'll join them in Las Vegas later on during the week. But during the game, I won't be involved at all. Coach is going to run that. I got so much confidence in Coach Snow to handle his business. I'm just kind of enjoying the ride with the guys and put in my 2 cents where I think it's appropriate. But it's been a completely open room. I've been really impressed with the other coaches on staff. Just we all have the same goal. How can we get this team to play fast, violent, and physical, and see them go out there and ball on New Year's Eve?
Final few here, but biggest challenge ahead of you here over the next few months? Transfer portal is going to open up. We know how the chaos of college football now, and you know January 2nd, that thing pops open, and we don't necessarily know what the final product in terms of personnel that you're going to be able to have to work with here. What's the biggest challenge ahead for Coach Orich here in the next couple of months?
Well, I think the new transfer portal window, with it being one period, you got to be right. And mm-hmm. if you add someone to your roster, they have to make an impact, and they have to build on the culture you already have established. And so for us, I think the biggest challenge is if we decide to bring in any players, we got to make sure they meet the level. And it's a little bit like speed dating, where you don't get a chance to get to know everybody over a whole recruiting cycle. But I want to bring in great people that help us build. And mm-hmm. that's my number one goal. They have to make us better on the football field. They have to make us better culturally. And we'll go from there.
And just overall, how's the family adjusting to everything here in Lincoln?
Family,
you know, you're a Midwest guy, so we were talking about the weather before.
Yeah.
Weather's no issue for you.
We mentioned
played in Minnesota. For me, it was an adjustment. But for you, this is old hat. How's the family dealing with everything here?
Family's still in San Diego looking at palm trees. So they'll be all right. They'll be all right. So we get them down here toward the end of January. I have 3 children. 2 daughters who are 8 and 6, and then a 2-year-old son. They'll be at the local public school wherever we decide to live, and we got to get that ball rolling. But it's a lot of chaos over the holidays moving the family, but we've been through this rodeo before. We'll be all right.
Not a lot of sleep, I would assume, for you right now.
Not a ton.
It's just watching a lot of film, evaluating rosters, and at practice, I'm sure it feels like it might be moving quick because you're trying to evaluate certain things as reps are going on. Does it feel like sometimes things are moving, a million miles a minute?
I don't know if I feel that. This is what we do.
Sure.
You know, we do this every year. This is what we do. The season's a long grind, and every day you have to be at capacity to get the results you want. I love it. I love jumping into it, and I love the challenge, and I love the responsibility put on my shoulders to get this right. And we're going to do that.
Well, the resume speaks for itself. Rob Orich, new defensive coordinator for the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the leader of the black shirt defense. Coach, thank you so much for coming up and our first interaction, first of many more. And we wish you all the luck here as we head towards the bowl game.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Kyle.
Great stuff from Rob Orich. We're back after this on Sports Nightly.